of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 11th day of October, 2016. Back to the calls, and I want to get into Le Pen over in France. Nailed it. Said, you know, the problem with Syria has been the United States. And she goes on to explain why. In the meantime, we're still putting out the same propaganda. To whom? I don't know. And for what purpose? It may be to soothe their own frayed nerves. I'm not sure. But if they think that their brainwashing techniques are still working on the majority of the population, I think they might have it a little bit wrong. Tom in Florida. Is this the fast Tom or the slow Tom?
Good evening, Jay. Good evening, John. Yes, I want to talk about Donald Trump running an ad about the 12-year-old girl that was raped. Clinton was the attorney for that. The guy who got off on this.
Right.
If Donald Trump runs that ad, John, he will destroy Hillary in the election because these millennial young women that are going to these universities and all that, they will vote for Trump because they're going to see what hypocrites these Democrats really are. And speaking of that, John, look at California. You got 3.5 million illegals in that state. If Donald Trump would run ads about what happened to California and what's going on here in Florida, and they're bringing in thousands of Haitians over here to South Florida to turn the state from a red state to a purple to a blue state. If Donald Trump ran two ads like back to back about that young lady who was raped and Paula Jones getting $850,000 and $100 bills in a briefcase from Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, John, this election would be over in a massive landslide and Trump would be blow out bigger than Ronald Reagan.
And but some people, Tommy, slow down here a second. Jeez, take a breath.
Go ahead.
The new numbers are starting to come in on illegals coming into this country, and it's far surpassed anybody's estimations. And Obama is working on, before he leaves office, to do a major dump load in this country.
Well, absolutely, John. This is by design, and this is they'll take the power away from the white Anglo males in this country, and they're using the white females against us. And I tell you right now, Donald Trump's got to run these ads. And if he runs the ad about the 12-year-old young lady getting the beautiful, she was a beautiful little girl who got raped. She's an older woman. She never had kids. That right there will send a shockwave through the country. And I tell you, the Zionists that are running our media, they ought to be ashamed and deplorable what they're doing. They are deplorable.
Did you happen to see some of the shots of the expressions of Bill Clinton when Donald Trump?
Yes, I did, John. Yes, I did, sir. And it was amazing. Yeah. And that guy's face looked like he was ready to crack. And by the way, John, did you see the fly land on Hillary's face?
Yeah.
You know why? Because she's a piece of what? Excrement. That's why that fly landed on her face.
Well, Donald Trump isn't that sweet, but yeah, give a pile of sugar or a pile of crap and see which one the fly lands on.
There you go. And you know what? If Donald Trump ran that ad along with the young lady getting raped, John, he will blow out every state, even the Democrat states will go Republican because they're going to realize. And what that Paul Ryan and these rhino rats are doing is disgusting. They're all wanting their power. All these people are teaming up against Trump, and John, they're all afraid of losing that power. But guess what? Come election day, they're going to lose their power, and I like to see them all.
Let's not hold the coronation yet, because I've got a sneaking suspicion they're going to. I mean, they've got this is for all the marbles. They got everything pushed in the center of the table. Okay, it's an all-in situation, and so what does it matter if they're discovered to be the greatest crooks on the planet? running the most corrupt government that, well, the people here have ever seen. But what's to stop them from just flat out rigging the election? That is a strong possibility, but the quarters I'm hearing from, they're saying, you know what? Either or. If Donald Trump gets in there, fine. If Hillary Clinton gets in there, fine. You know, we haven't had a revolution in quite a while. We get Hillary Clinton in there, you almost guarantee one. Now, I'm not really down with that. I'd much rather get rid of the little piano leg lesbian communist right out of the chute. Period. Over and done with. And again, I will say how the news media is attempting to spin what Donald Trump said on Sunday about putting Hillary in jail. Did you hear the people react to that? Everybody knows it. Everybody knows. And it's just not the emails. My God, that's just the latest stuff. It's just not the Clinton Foundation. That's just the latest stuff. Track and trace these clowns back to Mena, Arkansas. And all the years in between. I'm telling you, if I were the Clintons, I'd be gathering up my cash right now and going down, what'd you say, Paraguay? Going down there to Buddy Bush's place and hanging out. But that's good, though. I mean, if they all run down there, we know exactly where they are. Put a special forces team, do an extraction, bring the criminals back here, put them on trial, properly hang them or jail them for the rest of their lives. You know, you can make it easy on yourself or you can make it hard on yourself. Your choice. Thanks for your call, Tom. Byron in Canada. Hello, Byron.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. Hey, you made a statement a while ago about something about to take somebody in some third world country or whatever so long to buy a hamburger, and, yep. And you said, well, why don't they develop an economy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of these countries has had an economy at one time or another. And what happens? United States, mainly United States, will go in there and destroy the country.
Well, no, we'll go in there and cause just enough damage to put the next junta or regime in that is always communist.
You just take a look at what they've done just in my lifetime. I mean, look what they did to Iraq. Iraq was just about a first world country.
Mm-hmm.
Libya had a standard of living, they say, is about equal to what America was.
Mm-hmm.
Syria, what they're doing to Syria, I mean,
Byron, did you happen to catch on the news? It was all over the news here in the United States where they had a drone flying through Aleppo. And not a reconnaissance military. These are the commercially available type. And they were going down the streets of Aleppo, and it, my God, I mean, just totally bombed out. It looked like something World War II Germany. You know, it was just absolutely laid waste.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing that I kind of, you know, American people, they're sitting there hollering about the immigrants. And, you know, they do. I'm sure there's a lot of them that come into this country and, cause problems. But how would they like to change, instead of just immigrants coming over and a lot of them are looking for a job, how would they like to change it if a foreign country was coming in there and bombing the hell out of them? What would they rather have?
Well,
bombs dropping on their head or illegals trying to get into the country?
Well, and, you know, cause and effect. They wouldn't want to leave their country if the bombs weren't falling on them. Thank you for pointing that out, Byron, because I've been trying to make that point for many months. You know, what do you expect people to do? Get big catcher's mitt and run around attempting to catch the bombs falling on them? No.
Yeah.
They're going to want to try to get out. But
that's
see,
right.
But heretofore, when we would go in and bomb the crap out of the country, well, we'd let them scramble around in the debris like rats.
Yeah.
But now the United Nations steps in and, well, these poor people, you know, they need to get out. And, yeah, well, let's redistribute them around the world. No, let's just quit bombing the crap out of them and they're going to want to stay home.
That's right. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right, John. I'm happy you're at least, you know what's kind of going on anyway.
I kind of do, yeah.
I hear so many Americans just earlier on in the show before yours. Some women got on and said we need to get rid of all the Muslims, and I just got thinking
on this network.
Yeah,
really?
So yeah, a caller phoned in there on the Mike Rivera show.
We need to get rid of all the Muslims.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, I got thinking now, if what we've been told is most of the atrocities that are taking place in the United States are false flags created by usually the FBI or CIA or whatever, they're false flags. So what have the Muslims done that we want to have, or you know, the American people think we got to get rid of them? I mean, I know where it's coming from. It's coming from the evangelicals, which unfortunately I was raised as one of those people. But that's where it's coming from, because we got to get rid of them, and it also said that we can't get rid of our...
I don't think you can blame this on evangelicals. This is higher up the food chain than that.
Well,
this is not a religious point of view. Now, this is not why you've got Syrians being planted like potted plants all over the globe.
Yeah.
It's not the Catholic Church or whatever doing this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a good show, and I appreciate your wisdom.
Well, Byron, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, sir. And I'm going to run out of time before I get to this. So, callers, Alan and Bubba, hang on there. Let's see if I can get this one straight. In March of 2011, Obama launched naked aggression on Syria. Hillary, as Secretary of State, orchestrated war without mercy, flagrantly violating international law. Trump nailed her cold Sunday night, saying she belongs in jail, and I wholeheartedly agree. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad neither attacked nor threatened any other country, not earlier or not now. He enjoys overwhelming popular support, and this is, you'll never hear this in the media. He was reelected in June of 2014 with 89% of the Syrians voting him as president. And how do we know this? Well, there were independent monitors calling the process open, free, and fair. There were in there eyeballs, boots on the ground, and eyeballs on the situation. Now, Washington is rejecting anything Syria has to say. Their democratic process, at least for voting, is polar opposite of the sham we have here in this country in U.S. elections. Demanding regime change, pro-Western puppet governance installed. What naked aggression waged by Obama and Hillary at state is all about. And Syria is being systematically raped and destroyed. This is one of history's great crimes, using terrorist foot soldiers that America created and supported, supplied with heavy weapons, and aided by Pentagon air cover. And I'll say this again in case anybody didn't hear me yesterday. It was actually our wonderful John Kerry that came out over a week ago and said that, you know, we need a airspace ban. We've got to put a no-fly zone in Syria. And then the media turned around and just yesterday proclaimed that this is what Putin had said, that he wants a no-fly zone in Syria. I mean, this stuff, it's getting thicker and thicker all the time. Now, Francis Le Pen says the EU responsible for monstrous chaos in Syria. Well, not exactly. With the proxy war in Syria escalating dramatically on a day-to-day basis, with ideological support for the warring powers split along the West versus Russia, one particular outlier in the Western world emerged overnight when Marine Le Pen, leader of France's National Front Party and frontrunner for the role of president in near year's French elections, I don't know what near year's means, I guess that means close to New Year's, I don't know, accused the European Union of being responsible for the ongoing chaos in Syria. She added that Europe has been too busy trying to overthrow Assad while Russia was actually fighting terrorists. And I'm quoting her. She did this in front of the EU. She said, "You've done everything to bring down the government of Syria, throwing the country into a terrible civil war, while accusing Russia, which is actually fighting the Islamic State. Your responsibility could not be concealed." And she said that speaking at the European Parliament, the plenary session in Strasbourg last Wednesday. Says you cannot hide your responsibility for plunging this part of the world into an absolutely monstrous chaos. And she alleged that the policies advocated by both the United States and the European Union have contributed to the state Syria is currently in, as well as neighboring Iraq. Now, what's really strange about this, let me continue, finish this up. She also mentioned that conservative policies advocated by both the United States and the European Union contributed to plunging Iraq into a chaos. As a reminder, following the presidential veto override of September 11th, bill last week, a group of Iraqis are planning to sue the U.S. seeking monetary damages for the U.S. invasion in 2003. This would be interesting. Never come to fruition, folks. Because something funny happens in court proceedings. Evidence is given, and it's recorded. Ain't going to happen. The Eurosceptic politician then moved from the war in Syria to its logical and intended, according to some, outcome, Europe's refugee crisis, and slammed the bloc's approach toward immigration as irresponsible, stating that the current migrant policies only increase the number of economic migrants. Then it goes on with other things here, but yeah. We first off, the CIA created Al-Qaeda out of the Mujahideen that were fighting the Russians. Finally, the Russians got the hell out of Afghanistan. But we weren't done. Never have a group of armed people go to waste. The rest of the planet knows this. Evidently, people in the United States don't. Which is just another indictment against the controlled media in this country. Alan, South Carolina. Hello, Alan.
Well, just to comment on putting Hillary in jail, the spin, of course, I'm sure you've seen that they're putting on that is only in a totalitarian dictatorship would you hear such talk.
You heard
maybe
that?
Assad or
wasn't
Putin.
Wasn't that Krauthammer that said that? Charles Krauthammer?
Oh, I don't know. I think all of them that I've seen, you know, the gals down the line doing the extra work, they've all been putting that spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, but the reason I'm calling is because one of the first things I walked into when I got home tonight was CBS, or NBC News, excuse me, trashing Joe, your neighbor Joe Arpaio, sheriff, if I pronounced his name right.
Joe Arpaio, yeah.
For practicing politics, just wanting to get reelected by arresting illegal immigrants. They call it profiling Latinos.
Let me tell you something about Joe Arpaio. He could have died last year and they'd still reelect him in Arizona. That guy is popular because he doesn't take any crap and he locks criminals up and illegal aliens as well.
That is, of course, surely why they hate him, because they really did trash him.
Yep.
But I'm reminded of the movie Gettysburg. Not going to go long on this, just quickly. When Secretary Blair called in then Colonel Robert E. Lee, offering command of the United States Army, he hesitated and said, "I never thought I'd live to see the day when the President of the United States would wage war on his own country."
Only if your name is Springsteen.
But God, I mean, you know, isn't Obama waging war on his own country?
Yes, he is.
Right now?
Yes, he is, sir. And continuing to wage illegal and unconscionable wars every place else. That's why they're scared of Trump. This stuff is going to come to a grinding halt.
Well, I certainly hope so.
By the way, we only have a second here. How are things in South Carolina? You high and dry?
Yeah, I live up on a ridge here above the swamp, so I usually don't flood no matter how much rain it gets.
Good deal. All right. Hey, Al, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
To face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that
you need. All right, we've got time for another phone call or two here. Bubba, and I think this is Colorado.
Yeah, this is Bub Scout Reb. We're the first team of the United States Pentagon to restore order, starting in this enemy state we call Soviet Colorado. I remember talking to you, and you called it the balkanization by the United Nations of America.
Yeah.
You're the one that said that, right?
Yeah.
And what I have for you tonight is a real treat if you want. I got the Secretary of Defense office ready to go. You'll hear him pick up if it's okay with you. I'm not going to curse at him. I curse at him usually because you're the radio. I won't use curse words.
Okay.
You'll hear how I talk to the Secretary of Defense. Is that okay?
You mean what Secretary of Defense?
United States of America, Secretary of Defense of the Pentagon.
You actually recorded the call?
No, it's coming. You'll hear it ringing. I'm going to dial him in.
No. Don't do that because there's nobody there.
There is the duty NCOs and the IC.
Okay.
They're there now.
Bubba, this is not experimental radio.
Okay. Or you don't want it, okay. I'm just trying to prove to you, they know us at the top levels of the government. Well, this is for real. Thousands of links, Bubba Scout Rep. Everything written there. You can see our USDIA official emails. Talk about emails. And they've already told us at the top levels of government, yeah, Hillary Clinton could be president. There's nothing wrong with that, really. A woman president is their novelty. They're going to put her in. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a Soviet voting system. Everybody gets a vote. None of them count. That's what they installed in America through the United Nations. You said it yourself, balkanization. That covers it all.
All right. Appreciate your call, Bubba. Appreciate your call. Jim in Chicago, I've got to move on here. Hello, Jim.
How you doing, John? I'm going to refresh your memory. Do you remember what happened 54 years ago this month?
54 years ago this month.
Yeah.
My memory has been coming back, but it's not that good.
It was a Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
And now, the reason I'm bringing it up, with the situation in Syria and Russia, you know, not tolerating America's behavior, I read an article today where it mentioned that Putin, he might start putting missiles in Cuba. What do you think about that?
I think it's a load of bull.
You don't think it's going
to
happen?
Why would he have to? Why would he have to?
Well,
Russia's got missiles, can fly hell to the damn moon if they wanted to.
Well, maybe to wake up people to recall what happened 54 years ago?
Think about this logically. Why would Vladimir Putin want to appear aggressive to the United States when he's been doing all the right things for his people in Russia? And he's been trying.
I never thought about it.
Yeah, and he's been trying to help out Assad here, even though we've had American interference with trying to leave Assad and Syria alone.
You know, that's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the change of subject regarding Trump and Hillary. Now, I might be wrong about this, but from day one, I thought the whole thing was WWF.
Okay.
And is Trump really for real, or is he acting?
I've said this before. We'll see what we get with Donald Trump. I think he was the X factor that they were not prepared for. By the time they got done laughing, he'd already walked through the other Republican candidates. What they didn't count on was him speaking enough truth to raise the ire of Americans and make him popular. I mean, literally, thousands and thousands and thousands of people are attending, you know, his little own style town hall meetings. He's out there stumping for the votes. And thousands and thousands, I guess the one, was it Pennsylvania? 10,000 people showed up there.
But is he for real, though?
Well, I mean, Jim, that's like me asking you, are you for real?
Some days I'm not.
Some days it's a recording and I'm Memorex and I'm not live. But that's not the point. The point is that... is he real? Could this been an entire operation to get Donald Trump in to run against Hillary Clinton? And again, my answer to that is I think Trump is real because take a look at the enemies that he's developing. Everybody that wants status quo, all the communists, the one that finished communizing America. I mean, my God, he's run against the grain. And he's scaring the living crap out of these guys, and rightfully so.
Well, don't you?
What? He's gone? He dropped? All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
I was pleasantly surprised today. Went up to heartdrop.com and guess what I saw up there? Don Wiskin put this on his site. John Statmiller Show, unexpected call and testimonial about what a couple in their 80s think about Extendabite. And I got a real kick out. I got a kick out of that, listening to that. Hello, Don Wiskin.
Hello, John Statmiller.
Holy mackerel, it sounds like you're sitting right next to me.
Well, that's good. I'm as close as I can be.
You know, I'm always honest. I'm honest to a fault. Today, I was talking to you earlier, and I told you, I admitted that, you know, I'm not the best one for doing something daily. But there has been something I've been doing religiously, at least for the last month. Now, you've told people before, they get on Extendivite, yeah, it's going to take a couple of months to see the effects. I disagree with you, sir. In the past 30 days, I've been taking this religiously, and I'm starting to feel the effects. And one of the first effects that I felt, I got more energy. Usually it's kind of siesta time in the middle of the afternoon, eat lunch and get kind of, that's gone. But something else that has really impressed the living snot out of me is that my memory is starting to come back.
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, I've actually heard it said that maybe Alzheimer is heart disease of the brain. So maybe we're cleaning out your brain.
Well, and Well, what does Extendivite do? It gets rid of all the cloggy junk in your arteries and helps oxygenate your blood. And what is your brain? What does your brain pan need? It needs oxygenated blood.
And that's what the ginkgo biloba is for, is to get more oxygen to the heart and brain.
Well, guess what? I'm a living example. It's starting to work. And I didn't say this to anybody. I didn't even mention this on air. But I was having problems with recall, memory recall. And that is starting to abate. And I even had somebody remark to me the other day. It says, you've been sounding different on air. You've been sounding more upbeat. Well, hell, it's hard to feel down when you're feeling so damn good.
Yes, I understand. Well, you know, one of the things I say is that the Extendivite actually kills off the yeast in the gut and detoxifies the metal out of the sulfur enzyme in your liver. And those two things are very, very important, because if you don't get the yeast out of your gut, and you know, we get the yeast by taking antacids and acidophilus, acidophilus is good in your lower GI because it inhibits the yeast. But when you're taking antacids to the point that you're lowering the pH of your upper GI, that basically allows the yeast to move through your whole gut.
So now, you're not a Prilosec purple pill kind of guy.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Actually, you know, we've had so many testimonials of people who say that, here's one. Thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. That blows me away, because, you know, that's not what we say we're going to be good at. Another guy noticed within 2 weeks the heaviness in his legs while walking disappeared, the pounding in his chest, throbbing vision and dizziness disappeared. And he's had all kinds of other benefits, dandruff, athlete's foot. Circulation and getting the toxins out makes such a difference. See, what happens is when your stomach has too much yeast in it, the yeast creates fatty phenols, and the fatty phenols go to the liver and get turned into, at that point, harmless peroxide, hydrogen peroxide. But unfortunately, the sulfur enzyme in the liver that's supposed to chop it up and get rid of it is overwhelmed with sulfur metals itself, because, you know, they use sulfur to mine metal, and it just can't chop up those peroxide. The peroxides are dumped into the body because it'll destroy the organ, the liver, and they do more damage in the arteries than free radicals, plus the LDL, which is considered your bad cholesterol, is only bad because of the peroxides. Peroxides cause the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, and then other things come along to help, and they have no defense against peroxides also, and they cause all this damage. So, you know, that's why I say in the first month or so, you start to see improvements in just the skin alone, because we're now killing the yeast off. We're getting quite a bit of the metals out of your liver, and it's processing yeast properly and disposing of it instead of dumping it into the body. And that's just, you know, just from the garlic. Garlic does that in itself.
So the sulfur enzyme in the liver, that's there to neutralize the peroxide a little bit better. But the bilberry in Extendivite, that helps protect the arteries and other connective tissue from that peroxide damage, right?
It does once you start stopping the peroxide from being manufactured.
Right.
Well, no, not really stopping it from being manufactured, but, you know, once you get rid of the fatty phenols, which are caused by the yeast in the gut, then you don't get as much hydrogen peroxide. And then the liver is, you know, handling it a whole lot faster. But in the beginning, if we start to kill it off, we're starting to chelate the metals away from the sulfur enzyme in your liver. And in the sulfur enzyme in your liver, the Swedes in Sweden, they've done all kinds of tests and autopsies on people that died, and they found that, you know, everybody seems to have all of these metals built up in the sulfur enzyme of your liver, because that's where they go. But they also found, because of mercury amalgams in your mouth, that some dentist had about 200 times more mercury in their brains and in their sulfur enzyme than non-dentists. So, and that was done by the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, where Nobel Prizes in medicine and physiology come from highly reputable, easy to access information.
Do you happen to know what some of the telltale signs are of yeast in your gut?
Well, we all have yeast in our gut. It's not something that we can, you know, just get rid of,
right,
because we're doing all the wrong things. And anybody who's been vaccinated, aerosol is a form of mercury that goes into your body and you don't get it out. It gets stuck right there in your sulfur enzyme. So, you know, the garlic has over 70 different sulfur compounds, but 30 of them slowly chelate the heavy metals away from your liver. And that's just one of the herbs and its benefits.
You know, I'm not joking about this. I am noticing a distinct difference in how my brain is functioning. I'm kidding you not, Don. Because for a while, I'm starting to think, well, geez, John, are you getting old? Is your cheese starting to slide off your cracker? I had a doctor friend of mine pop on the air yesterday. He was listening to the program, and he's a clinical psychologist. And we were talking about this before, and talking about memory recall. He says, it's not that your memories are eroding. He said, they're still there. It's your ability to go in there and capture them. And we had talked about that, and, you know, that stuck in my brain. And then I started to notice about 6 months ago, a year ago, I'm trying to think of stuff, and I'm going, wait a minute. I know the answer to that, and I can't think of it. Well, in the last month, I've got to tell you that my memory recall is improving. I am feeling a lot better, and my brain seems to be functioning better. Now, if that's just wishful thinking, you need to package the wishful thinking and throw that in with the Extendivite, but I have a funny feeling it's the Extendivite.
Yeah, there is wishful thinking. I mean, you can pray for this stuff to work or not work, but it will. If you take it, that's the only thing. If you take it three times a day, or even, you know, let's say you're taking the capsules, one with breakfast and two with supper, getting the three in every day. These are things that your body needs. These are nutrients that we're not getting in our diet because, well, we all know what we're eating. You know, we're eating GM foods. We're eating foods that are exposed to gosh only knows what.
Well, you might as well eat plastic fruit. I've used that analogy before because the soil that we're growing these vegetables and fruits and everything else, it's been burned out of nutrients, and the only way we can get stuff to grow is to fertilize it, and it looks good, but the nutritional content is gone.
Absolutely. And that was because, I guess, in the early 1900s, we depleted the soil and so much chemicals back in to try and make our crops happen. And well, you know, as you know, we're in a big problem with GMO and GMO soybean and GMO corn. None of the other countries in the world want to buy it. And China is making a deal with Canada to buy some, but they don't really want a lot of it either. And, you know, we're just a big test market, just like we are in the drug industry. In 1961, the drug companies stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America. And right, in 1963, they started writing the textbooks. So,
yeah, and it used,
you know,
to
every
be
every other country, yeah, uses natural products.
Yeah, Don, just to fill in another little area of that, it was mandatory that physicians that were in school to become physicians, they were taught alternative remedy. But you're right, that stopped in 1963.
Yep.
And it's all the pharmacology now, and it doesn't do anything. It just gets rid of your symptoms, kind of like the purple pill. You know, I see some fat comedian. He's the spokesperson for the purple pill, and every time I see this guy in his big gut, I'm going, "Damn, no wonder you got, you know, heartburn." And there he is promoting this. A doctor gave me this once, and I did not realize it. It was it was my gallbladder that was actually acting up, and this guy gave me, he says, well, it sounds like severe acid reflux. Here, take the purple pill. And he made my symptom go away a little bit, but if I would have kept this up, the damn thing could have burst and killed me.
Well, actually, that purple pill was killing the yeast off, or not killing the yeast off, was allowing the yeast to grow in your gut, which started the downhill slide of your body, because now your gut is creating the fatty phenols that go to the liver and get turned into hydrogen peroxide, and then the sulfur enzyme is overwhelmed with all of this metals that you accumulate over your lifetime, and they just start making you sick. So adding that purple pill is not really a good idea.
Well, let me ask a rhetorical question to the non-responding audience right now. Let me ask you guys a question. Are you feeling a little bit run down? Have you got angina pain? You got cold hands and feet? You got muscle aches? I like this one. They came up with the term restless leg syndrome. And I suspect that that's through pure, just absolutely bad blood circulation. So now they got another pharmacological, here, take this pill to get rid of your, you know, your leg cramps. And I'm looking at all this and I'm going, wait a minute here. Your body is designed to function and function well. And when things stop functioning well, your body has the ability to repair itself. Oh, what a concept. But, Don, with all the crap, I mean, people don't think of this. With all the stuff that they're ingesting, and I don't give a damn if whether it's chlorine in the water or it's chemtrail spray or that's non-nutritious type food that you're eating or whatever the case may be, your body has got to be optimized for it to do its job. And I can't wait until another 30 days. I'm almost giddy here, Don, because if I feel this good with taking this every single day, you know, I started for a while, and it's through habit. We all develop bad habits that were not consistent, and I'm guilty. But for the last 30 days, I take four. I generally eat only twice a day, in the morning and then the evening. And each time I take two capsules. So I'm actually taking four capsules. I was having problems with indigestion. It always felt like I needed to go take a bowel movement. My guts were plugged up. So I thought, you know what? Don's nice enough to send this to me. And he is a sponsor for the network. And I like to talk good about it. Let's prove its worth. It's proving itself.
Yes, and I'm glad it is, John, because we need you around for a long time more to keep going. You know, even myself, 42 years old, I suffered a myocardial infarct. I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, had a 95% blockage in one artery, over 75% in the rest. All the doctors could do for me was put a stent in, give me a bunch of drugs, and tell me that I'm a candidate for disability, and whenever I'm ready, just come in and they'll paperwork. But I wasn't ready for disability, and then I found out about this stuff. And you know, the garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, milk thistle, all these seven herbs were all put in there because they do things that help with your body itself. Like hawthorn is an improved cardiac preparation in Germany. It's certified by the German Commission E as an approved cardiac preparation. And that's just one of the herbs. You know, the ginkgo helps to get more oxygen to the heart and brain, but it also helps to counteract the effect of aging, including mental fatigue and lack of energy. There you go, John.
Boy, you just nailed it. I'll tell you what, let me take this call. Lee in Canada, she's a woman with that has something she wants to discuss with you, and I have no idea what it is. Hello, Lee. You're on with Don Wiskin.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, no, I've been buying Extendivite, but I buy the liquid.
Okay.
Now, just listening to John, I know he explained one time he didn't like taking the liquid. He likes the pills.
Right.
Now, what my question is, when you take it in your stomach, would it act more like on your yeast than when you just take the drops in your mouth?
Is this a little gut bomb? I guess what she's saying, if you take the capsules and it hits the gut and it dissolves and it goes through your system from that point,
right.
Is that more effective, Don, than the drops?
No. The liquid was the only thing that we had for years and years and years. In 2003, we came up with the capsules. We weren't even sure if they were going to work, but then I have a friend who has an enlarged heart, and he took it, and at about 7 months, the doctors were, whoa, what's going on? But
hey,
the capsule,
Don, hang
they,
on
they
one
wound
se-
up getting...
Don, hang on 1 second. I've got a hard break here I've got to take. And Lee in Canada, hang on. Let me take this 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You...
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, during the breakdown, I discovered we might have a new Extendivite user for you. Tim Spencer, that joins John Moore in the mornings. I was going to talk to him about doing a radio program, and I've got to call him right after the show this evening because he's going into the hospital because he's got heart problems. Let's see if we can't Extendivite it away.
I'm sure we can if he gives us enough time. It just takes time. Usually, like I say, 4 to 6 months down the road, you know, doctors start noticing improvements, and so do you.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Lee with the capsules.
Yeah.
The capsules, we ask people to take them before they eat because we want them See, the capsule will dissolve in about 20 minutes in your stomach, and we want them to push it into the intestines by piling food on top of it,
right,
because it's in the intestines that it does its job once it gets into the bloodstream. So it's the liquid is just, well, it's easy for people who don't eat much food and don't mind the spicy taste of the garlic and cayenne and the alcohol tincture, which I'm sure you probably enjoy, Lee.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it just made me think when I heard John last time say that, you know, he takes the pills and now, you know, they work in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, okay, if you just put it under your tongue, does it have the same effect in your gut because as the pills have, you know, because they're right down there doing the work, right?
Well, if you put the capsules under your tongue, you're going to be in for a very large warming. You see, the alcohol in the tincture is in there not only to cook it, but to help it absorb. Underneath your tongue is where you put the nitro when you need nitroglycerin because it gets right into your bloodstream right away.
Right.
So within a minute of putting it in your tongue,
yeah,
there's nothing left.
All right, Lee.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Well, I thank you for your call.
Okay.
All righty.
And how has it been working for you, Lee?
It seems to be working all right. I had high blood pressure. I haven't been to the doctor for a while. Like I said, if you want to stay healthy, stay away from doctors, right? And so that's why I've been taking Extendivite. And so I'm retired now, so I thought, well, you know, I can do this now and try it, give it a try.
How long have you been taking it, Lee?
I'm on my third bottle now.
Okay, so, okay. All right.
Yeah. 5 to 6 months.
All right. Well, Lee,
yeah, it seemed,
keep us posted here.
Okay,
right.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Yes.
But
okay,
you were about to say it seems to what?
Well, it seems to be working. Like, I'm going to be 74 next month, and, you know, I need help, right? And it seems to be keeping me, you know, on top of things a bit, too, so that's a good thing.
Well, pay close attention to it, and why don't you check with your doctor, or maybe do your pharmacies up there in Canada, do they have the blood pressure machines that you can go in and do it for free?
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay,
yes,
well, do us a favor. Keep track of your blood pressure.
Okay.
Because I'd like to know what it is, and I can almost guarantee you, or Don will give you your money back.
Okay.
That your blood pressure will be normalized.
Okay, that would be nice.
Okay. All right, well, Lee,
all right.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Folks, okay. The website, heartdrop.com. If you want to call them to place an order, you can do that on the website or give them a call. They're up there in Ontario, Canada. North American number only, 877-928-8822. Regular phone number, 613-376-6229. I can't wait until next month. I'm going to, Lee, do this religiously. And I like what you said about taking the capsules before you eat, because sometimes I forget and I have to take it after I eat. So I'll get this right. But it seems to be working and doing some marvelous things.
And Extendivite is also available on Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. Just type in Extendivite with an X.
Thank you, Don Wiskin.
D-O-V-I-T.
I appreciate it very much. We're out of time. Thanks you all for being.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.